Creating food memories that last. Hi there, and welcome back to your Canadian Senior Moment. We've spent 3 weeks exploring the profound connection between food and memory, from how scents trigger our past to the cultural traditions that shape who we are, to navigating the heartache when dementia steals those connections. Today, we're focusing on something hopeful and actionable. How to intentionally create food memories that will sustain us and our loved ones for years to come. Because here's the thing. We're not just eating to survive. We're creating the memories that will comfort us in difficult times, connect us to the people we love, and become part of our legacy long after we're gone. Why creating food memories matters now? You might be thinking, I'm 70-something years old. Haven't I already created enough memories? Fair question. But consider this. The food memories you create today might be the ones that matter most. The Sunday dinners with grandchildren. The holiday traditions you're establishing with adult kids who now host their own celebrations. The recipes you're finally writing down that exist only in your head. These aren't just pleasant moments, they're anchors. When your grandkids are 50 and going through their own challenges, it might be your butter tart recipe that brings them comfort. When your adult children gather after you're gone, it might be your pot roast technique they argue about recreating. The simplest way to create lasting food memories. You don't need to be a gourmet chef or have a fancy kitchen. The most powerful food memories come from consistency and connection, not complexity. Establish one signature tradition. Pick something simple you can do regularly. Maybe it's Saturday morning pancakes when grandkids visit. Homemade soup delivered to family members every month. A specific birthday cake you make for each person. Tea and cookies every afternoon at 3 p.m. Sunday evening phone calls that always include, "What did you have for dinner?" The repetition is what creates the memory. Years from now, they won't remember individual instances. They'll remember, "Grandma always made," or "Grandpa's Saturday pancakes were the best part of visiting." Document your recipes before it's too late. We're all guilty of this. Our best recipes exist only in our heads. A pinch of this, cook until it looks right, you just know when it's done. But what happens when you can't cook anymore? What happens when you're gone? Here's the WTF moment. Thousands of beloved family recipes disappear every year simply because no one wrote them down. Someone meant to. Someone planned to watch Grandma make it one more time and take notes. But life got busy, time ran out, and now it's just gone. Three ways to capture your recipes. Video recording. Have someone film you making your signature dish while you narrate. This captures not just measurements but techniques, stories, and your voice. Your grandkids will treasure hearing you explain why you add the onions before the garlic. Written recipes with stories. Don't just list ingredients. Write, "This is the dessert I made for your grandfather on our first anniversary. He said it was too sweet, so I reduced the sugar, and he claimed it was perfect after that." Context makes recipes into heirlooms. Cook together one last time. Invite family members to make the recipe with you. Let them do the work while you supervise. Correct their mistakes. Share the stories. Take photos. This creates both the recipe documentation and a memory of learning it together. Create new traditions that bridge generations. Some of the most meaningful food memories happen when old and young cook together. Grandma's Kitchen School. Dedicate one afternoon a month to teaching a grandchild or adult child, or great-grandchild how to make something. Not a quick lesson, a proper afternoon where you take your time. Tell stories, let them make mistakes, and end with eating what you made together. One reader told us her grandmother taught her to make pierogies when she was 12. 60 years later, she still makes them the same way, and every fold of the dough reminds her of those Saturday afternoons. That's the power of cooking together. Recipe Rescue Project. If you're no longer able to cook but still remember how things should taste, partner with a family member or friend who can execute. You supervise and tell stories while they do the physical work. You're preserving both the recipe and the connection. Adapt your food traditions as you age. Here's something nobody talks about. Our ability to create elaborate food memories changes as we age. Arthritis makes rolling pastry painful. Stamina for all-day cooking fades. Reduced appetite makes big holiday meals less appealing. But the memories don't have to stop, they just need to evolve. When you can't cook like you used to, simplify the tradition. Maybe Christmas dinner becomes Christmas lunch with simpler dishes. Delegate but supervise. You become the quality control, while others do the hands-on work. Focus on one signature item. Instead of making the whole meal, just make your famous stuffing or your special cranberry sauce. Shift to sharing stories. Gather people around the table even if you didn't cook the food, and share the stories of past meals. The connection matters more than who actually cooked it. The food memory time capsule. Here's something yay worthy you can do right now. Create a food memory time capsule for future generations. What to include? Written recipes with stories and context. Photos of you cooking or of finished dishes. A list of your favorite foods and why they matter. Descriptions of holiday meals and family traditions. The story of your restaurant and what you always ordered. Advice about cooking, eating, and gathering people. Funny disasters. The Thanksgiving turkey incident of 1987. Put it all in a binder or digital folder. Give copies to family members. Update it occasionally. This becomes a treasure when you're gone, but even better, it's something to share and discuss while you're still here. Food memories as acts of love. At the end of the day, food memories are really about this. Showing people they matter. Every meal we cook for someone, every recipe we share, every tradition we maintain, these are all ways of saying, I love you, without having to find the words. When you teach your granddaughter to make your mother's cabbage rolls, you're saying, you are part of this lineage. This matters. You matter. When you write down the story of why you always made chicken soup when your kids were sick, you're saying, I cared for you. I want you to remember being cared for. When you gather people around a table, even if the food is simple, even if someone else cooked it, you're saying, this connection is important to me. Start small. Start now. You don't need to document every recipe or establish a dozen traditions. Start with one thing. Write down one cherished recipe this week. Invite someone to cook with you this month. Start one simple tradition that could become your thing. Tell the story behind one of your signature dishes. Because here's the truth. The memories you create today become the comfort food of tomorrow, not just for your stomach, but for your heart. Our shared wisdom. What food memory are you most proud of creating? Or what food memory from your own childhood or family do you most want to pass on? Have you successfully documented a cherished recipe? Or is there one you keep meaning to write down? Your stories and successes might inspire someone else to preserve their own food memories before it's too late. A final thought. Marilyn's mother passed away several years ago. We were never able to recreate her potato salad exactly right. The recipe was in her head, and we didn't write it down in time. But last month, Marilyn's cousin mentioned that she'd filmed her grandmother making it about 10 years ago, just casually on her phone during a family gathering. She'd forgotten about the video until we were talking about lost recipes. We watched it together, and there she was, explaining her process, sharing the secret ingredient, a tiny bit of sugar in the dressing, laughing when she couldn't remember if she'd already added the celery. It wasn't a formal recipe video. It was just a moment someone thought to capture. That video is now one of our most precious possessions. And yes, we finally got the potato salad right. Don't wait. Create the memories. Document the recipes. Cook with the people you love. Tell the stories. The meals will be eaten and forgotten, but the memories, those last forever. Medical disclaimer. While cooking and sharing meals can provide emotional comfort and connection, they are not substitutes for professional medical care, nutritional counseling, or treatment for grief, depression, or cognitive decline. If you or someone you love is struggling with loss, memory issues, or emotional distress related to food and eating, please consult with healthcare providers who can offer appropriate support. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. founders of Canadian Senior Moment.